Advocates for sex workers in New South Wales are gearing up their campaign against a new licensing system for brothels. The recent report by the Kirby Institute has suggested that the government's planned licensing system for brothels contradicts UN sex industry standards. A group representing sex workers, the Scarlet Alliance, says that similar licensing systems in both Australia, in both Victoria and Queensland, have been met with little success. Now they've begun to organise public protests against the changes. Lucy Cormack reports.
If we are given extra barriers and extra hoops to jump through in order to be legal in our work, just basically becomes a block to our human rights.
Advocates are warning that New South Wales government plans for a brothel licensing authority will rob sex workers of basic liberties. The New South Wales sex industry model is world renowned for its now 16-year-old policy of decriminalisation and a condom use rate of 99%. But despite this, state Liberal MPs are calling for stricter rules to be set in place.
We'll all be made illegal immediately overnight, and then we will all be expected to go through an onerous bureaucratic task of applying for permission to work. If it's anything like Victoria or Queensland, that could take up to 18 months per person. You know, more than 10 years of it in Victoria still has only produced 50% compliance.
Sex worker and former president of the Scarlet Alliance, Elena Jeffries, has rejected the push for the licensing authority with concerns that it is politically motivated and will come at the expense of sex workers' health and safety. A report by the Kirby Institute of the University of New South Wales has further criticised the plans, saying they go against UN recommendations for sex industries and undermine sex workers' rights.
Every licensing system throughout history has created that sort of unlicensed underclass with sort of bad social and health outcomes.
The report outlines that licensing in Victoria has led to millions of dollars in expenditure and has isolated higher risk patients from finite public health services. In addition, it reveals that after 20 years in operation, still less than 10% of brothels in Queensland have joined the licensing scheme. Co-author Basil Donovan says that the risks of licensing regulations should not be ignored.
It's fair to say sex worker regulations are the greatest ally of the exploiters. Essentially, if you have a licensing system, then you finish up with unlicensed people. That is, you recriminalise them.
Since the decriminalisation of sex work, New South Wales has set a standard that has influenced sex industries around the world, most predominantly New Zealand. However, Elena Jeffries says that the failure of local councils to fulfil their role must be recognised.
In New South Wales, 16 years ago, local councils were handed the responsibility of regulating sex work. Sex workers were very happy with that decision. Both sides of politics were very happy with that decision. Local councils, however, have not stepped up.
Whilst there are no criminal laws against brothels, the final decision rests in the hands of local council, and an ongoing struggle exists in obtaining the necessary DA approvals.
Without local councils supporting, endorsing and approving sex work workplaces, we are stuck in a quandary where our workplaces are technically decriminalised by the state government, but we can't get any approved by the local council. Most local councils in New South Wales have never approved a brothel DA in the entire 16 years that it's been their job to do so.
Greens MP Kate Fairman offered her written support at the recent Red Umbrella protest outside Parliament House.
Licensing creates a two-tiered system. Kate is saying, I challenge the New South Wales government to point out a single licensing scheme anywhere in the world that has improved outcomes for the community. And frankly, they will not be able to find one.
Whilst decisions are still being made, the Scarlet Alliance is committed to rejecting moves towards licensing.
This is not a joke to us. This is our livelihood. And we're really proud to be standing here today to be drawing a line when it comes to local council politics.